The Senate has yet to ratify the arms reduction agreement struck last May between the United States and Russia. Commentator Carl Inderfirth is a former State Department official. He says the U.S. needs to do everything it can to prevent Russian nuclear weapons from falling into the wrong hands.
We all welcome the nuclear arms reduction treaty recently signed by Presidents Bush and Putin. But we should not assume that agreeing to a numerical reduction of warheads means that the threat of nuclear terrorism has been addressed. It hasn't. The ironic fact is that in some ways the treaty could complicate the task of preventing nuclear terrorism. Unless they are securely stored or destroyed, removing warheads from launch vehicles in Russia would actually increase the possibility of loose nuclear weapons falling into the hands of terrorists. We simply will not rid the world of this threat until all of Russia's nuclear weapons and materials have been accounted for and secured. We must ensure that the next terrorist who tries to slip into the United States isn't carrying a loose nuke in his suitcase, or that the next cargo container entering our country does not contain an even more powerful nuclear weapon. As a nation, we ought to be very concerned about the security of Russia's nuclear stockpile. For example, the United States currently has about 1,670 tactical nuclear weapons, but we have no clue about how many the Russians have. Estimates range from 4,000 to as high as 18,000. Nor do we know where they are or what condition they are in. And we are not confident that the Russian government knows either. It is critical that the United States help Russia account for all of its nuclear weapons and materials. Every time we hear a report of a potential terrorist attack being stopped, we are simultaneously relieved and seized with anxiety and fear. But we cannot simply sit back and wait for the other shoe to drop. We must work hard now to ensure that never happens. And that means Congress and the administration must increase funding for nonproliferation and threat reduction programs. The U.S. needs to assist the Russians in creating an accurate and secure nuclear inventory. We must find rewarding peacetime employment for Russian weapons scientists who have knowledge that could enable terrorists to construct weapons of mass destruction. And we have to reduce the threat of bioterrorism. As the Senate continues its examination of the Bush-Putin treaty, the focus should not only be on what was achieved. The committee should examine what more needs to be done to keep loose nuclear weapons from falling into the hands of those who wish us deadly harm. 2 years ago, the bipartisan Baker-Cutler Task Force studied the danger of weapons of mass destruction being stolen from Russia and sold to terrorists. The report called it the most urgent unmet national security threat to the United States. Unfortunately, that remains the case today.
The comments of Ambassador Carl Inderfirth, former Assistant Secretary of State and Senior Advisor to the Nuclear Threat Reduction Campaign.